Stonegate got together, I think, in 2019. I answered an ad for a band that already existed, and they were looking for a singer. So I came over and met the guys, and we had a few jams. And it wasn't until we wrote our first, like, original song together that I was like, oh yeah, this might actually be something pretty decent here. And then as far as the name goes, it was literally, we fought about what name to pick for months until one day our drummer was driving by an industrial site in Calgary. It was called Stonegate, and he just said, hey, how about this? And we were all like, okay, good enough, let's go for it.
Nice.
Fancy.
Hey, I think it's a good name. Are there any bands that you guys looked up to that you tried to not necessarily mimic their sound, but kind of took inspiration from?
Well, actually, kind of the inspiration, I mean, obviously, like, we're all, you know, into, like, 90s to 2000s rock, you know, growing up on stuff like Foo Fighters and, for myself, Nirvana and things like Metallica, stuff like that. But, you know, both my guitar players are into more kind of progressive stuff. And then we all still kind of, being from Alberta too, we all still kind of have those roots with, like, folk country music as well. So, I mean, for us, what kind of inspired us was seeing other bands with musicians we knew. At the local level, getting chances to open up for kind of some bigger acts that were touring through Calgary and through Edmonton. And that was actually really what motivated us, because we sat there and said to ourselves, well, if these guys can do it, we want to do that too. So that was one of our main goals, was to write some music and try to start getting on those bigger stages.
Awesome. And then, so last Thursday, you guys were at Blues on White for Band Mania, and you ended up taking first place, which means you're moving on to next round, which happens March 13th. So can you explain to our listeners what the grand final prize is and how it feels getting one step closer to that?
Well, I believe the first place overall is $10,000 to take home and a guaranteed spot on North Country Fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. This is our second year doing it. Last year we got to the finals as well, but we did not take home first place. So this year we got past the finals and we got a giant plastic check to prove it, so nobody can take that away from us. But no, it's great, because honestly, that was our first exposure to Edmonton, playing with Edmonton audiences. And, like, really, the people up in Edmonton have embraced us. They're amazing to play for, and they treat us so well when we're there. So.
And then you guys have a new song, Hope Does Last, and you guys were filming the music video. So what made you guys want to write the song, and what is the vibe for the music video coming out?
So the video itself, like, the song is kind of about being in, like, a controlling relationship, right? And it's written from the point of view of the person who's controlling the other person. And whether that's, like, in a relationship or a work dynamic or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the video itself was kind of keeping in mind that we have basically zero budget to work with. So we kind of came up with this concept of where I ended up building puppet replicas of each of us in the band.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then it has the character controlling each of the puppets, and then it cuts back and forth between the bandmates with some kind of goofy and darker twists that happen towards the end of the video.
What is your social media so that we can stay up to date with you guys?
Well, best way, because I can't ever remember all our handles, is go to stonegateband.com, and you can hit all our links off of there. But you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, although I couldn't tell you how TikTok works. I'm too old.